The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
I'm joined by Nicola Sadlier, who is Head of Fraud at Bank of Ireland, to talk about fraud, given that it is International Fraud Awareness Week. And we were just discussing there during the break, as I flick through my own text messages, I have texts telling me that I have gone through a toll that I haven't gone through, but I only owe them £3. And if I go on, I can sort it out fairly quickly. Yesterday, I got one telling me that I had paid a man I've never heard of €8 and a link if I wanted to go and find it out. It isn't just that they send you this kind of spam. They time it to when you're most distracted, so it'll work.
Yeah, that's what we've seen. And like that, it's landing when, particularly eFlow, their reports were between 6 and 7. The mobile number is getting flooded at that time. And, you know, a lot of people are travelling, getting home from work.
And you're hassled and you're trying to get the dinner and all the rest. Yeah, and you just think, absolutely. Oh, I'll just sort that.
Netflix as well, reports of them on Wednesday evenings and Friday evenings, typically when couples are sitting down. And the last thing you want to know is your Netflix account is disabled. But again, they're all tactics to trick you, to share banking information, and all hassled in a rush. And yeah, that's how they're getting customers' information.
And is it information that they want? Is it that they want you to undertake a transaction? What's the ultimate end game for them?
End game is to steal your money. And they'll stop at nothing. But yeah, they'll start with personal information, seemingly innocuous, and then they'll continue on to try and make you then share your personal banking information, and then also make a payment, depending on what the scam is. And increasingly, Anton, as well, a lot of this is also originating online and on online platforms. And we've recently gone out with a press release there just last week in our Red Sea survey, where over half of our respondents recognised that they were seeing fake adverts on online, both social media and also on search engines.
So that's, and some of them can be extremely effective. Like you have a page there now. With apologies to Dahi O'Shea, because this relates to, it is him that is being used erroneously and fallaciously. But this starts as an Instagram story, apparently, of Dahi O'Shea.
Exactly. Yeah. So again, AI is helping with kind of copying images and impersonating personalities. So I've got an example here. Yeah, of Dahi O'Shea. So this would appear in a reel or in a story when someone's scrolling through. And
we click on that, and it brings us to what appears to be a BBC News story about Dahi.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you click through again, and then it starts talking about latest investments, and then leave your information here to learn more. So look, it's, you know,
the thing is, if you weren't, because it isn't each of the sites looks genuine, and you're progressing through ever more reasonable websites. So you'd want to be fairly live to it, that it was getting fraudulent as you go on.
Exactly. And that's, I guess, why we're really focused on our awareness program, to try and let customers know how they can be targeted, that there isn't actually any vetting on these ads across any of the media platforms.
Interesting text saying, with Christmas coming up, everybody will be expecting courier deliveries. Exactly. We'll all be getting dodgy texts with links regarding packages. This is another one. Your package has yet to be text here with your details to DVD arrange delivery.
On post, you're something awaiting at customs. Yeah, just look, be really conscious of it. Have you actually ordered something? Check in your own personal details, your order confirmation. Does it stack up?
And that can be very tricky, though. If you spend your time living on online retailing, when somebody says there's delivery coming, your likelihood is I can't remember. It could be 3 weeks ago that I ordered this.
But do you need to click through and share more personal information and share your banking information? So that's where we remind customers to stop, think and check. So just to take a couple of minutes. And look, it can be hard. There's a lot coming at us. There's a lot coming at us by calls, by texts. And as I'm saying here, also on social media. So just to be aware that they're the tactics that the organised crime gangs are using. So just, heightened awareness at that. That's how customers are getting caught out. That's what we're seeing.
Now, to what extent are you responsible or active in trying to prevent it? Because from your perspective, if I get fleeced by an organised crime gang pretending to be on post, the money may come out of my bank account, but it's not necessarily my bank's responsibility for it to have happened.
Well, Anton, we're all about prevention. We want to stop it happening in the first sense. So that's why we're focused on fraud awareness. But we do obviously have fraud detection systems in place. So we are alerting on these types of transactions every single day. We're reaching out to customers to make sure and validate whether or not it is genuinely them or it's the fraudster. And what we always say as well is that, and we invest heavily in both our tech and also our team. Our team are actually available 24/7. So if you have any concerns whatsoever that you've been caught up in anything like this, let us know and we'll be on it straight away. And we'll.
Now, do you actually get a human or do you get bounced around AI for 3.5 weeks?
No, you get a human. You absolutely get a human. And our humans are working every day, even Christmas Day, just doing the Christmas schedule, actually. Absolutely. And it's so you can talk to us and we will work through that with you. We'll get on it straight away and work on recovery. And obviously, it's the urgency. It's really important that we're on it straight away. And obviously, the recovery outcome is far better if we know about it sooner.
What about recovery? Because there's a couple of sort of general rules that of special protection you get. You buy something online, you have 14 days to give it back. For no harm, no foul, they just have to accept it. Likewise, the credit card companies used to give stuff where if there was fraud, that they would cancel
charge the chargebacks. Yeah, you have a lot more protections around card payments. Yeah, for sure. There's chargeback schemes there. Yep. For
credit or debit or both?
Both, yeah. There are chargeback schemes there for both. Probably higher protections with credit, for sure.
And the chargeback works. What, you get onto the bank and you establish the bank, look, that didn't actually happen, and they can pull that money back out of wherever it's gone?
Depending on the type of transaction, but yeah, or you can apply or go through a chargeback claim process. Yeah. Yeah.
So at this point, is the biggest fraud risk, because you see it in so many sort of GDPR and security situations, where the actual risk isn't the software and isn't direct computer attack. It's individuals making mistakes and giving away passwords and things. Is the same true with fraud?
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately. But look, that again is why we're continuing to build our awareness campaign. We've actually gone in person nationwide across our branch network this year, which has been really impactful. And just trying to share these alerts, these messages. We go out really strongly in media as well. But just so customers are on their guard and they know how they can be targeted. But yeah, absolutely. Fraudsters, because we've got better at our tech and there's more friction there. They've gone away from us. They're targeting now solely customers.
And presumably they're targeting some of the most vulnerable of your customers.
They can be, for sure. Yeah, yeah. And look, it's a range of tactics. So obviously online's not going to touch your vulnerable customers, but cold calling, yeah, absolutely can target vulnerable customers too.
Lastly, who's the they? Is this domestic crime? Is it individuals? Is it state actors? Is it organised?
It's absolutely organised crime gangs. Yeah, it is for sure. And look, there's a range of players, a range of stakeholders that need to lean into this problem. It's not just the banks. We need obviously the telcos, social media, and we are working at industry to try and improve and minimise the incidence of fraud for our Irish consumers.
Nicola, thank you very much. That's Nicola Sadlier, who's Head of Fraud at Bank of Ireland.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.